Good morning, everyone. Today's Monday, and you know what that means. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have a lot of questions, so I'm just going to jump right into it. Danielle asks, good morning, Kay. As a writer and someone who studies media and communication, I think your audio roleplay is a really interesting method of storytelling. Finding out you're a writer too has put a really was really cool. So I was wondering if the creative process and development differs between this and your writing, and how, if that makes sense. It totally does. I think I look at making audios. I don't know if writing is composing, right? Because I have to like really think, and it's like putting together this puzzle. Then making audios feels like jazz, you know, like I get to just freestyle and kind of just make content that feels much more free, if that makes sense, than when I write. You know, like screenplays are so like structured, and so are novels. Like they're just, it's a different kind of beast. And this just is way more free and way more liberating than those kind of previous constraints. I don't have to think so much about like the hero's journey when I create an audio. Well, at least typically I don't. But I do look for things like conflict and I don't know. I think these, when I do audios, I think it really does help me when I go back to my other writing, because it helps me with like character stuff. Especially when it comes to like character motivation or like why people do the things they do. I don't know. I think my audios, or me making these audios, helps tap into that somehow when it comes to that side of the creative process. But they're really different for me, but I like them for different reasons. So thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, what specific forms of art have helped you heal the deepest in times of emotional turmoil? Which artist do you feel connected to the most? I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard one. I don't know if I feel, I mean, like painters, I feel really connected to a lot of painters. I really love Monet. I love Van Gogh. I love Impressionism a lot. So art speaks to me quite a bit, but, I don't know. Like EDM artists, I felt pretty connected to, like Ramses B, or, when I was much younger, like Dead Mouse was very like, felt very connected to his music and what he was making. I'm trying to think like who have I felt really deeply connected to. Filmmakers, a lot of like, you know, Spielberg and Lucas, you know, those felt very connected to like the things they've made. I don't know, that's a hard question, but I think the type of art that I think has helped me the most, besides making audios, I think making audios has been a very healthy outlet for me creatively. But writing has been a lot of it. I think writing has been a huge part of my emotional outlet. I think, I don't know, whenever I felt like sad or not in a great place, I'd write. I used to write a lot more. I'm in a better place, so I write less, but, when I wasn't in a great place, I wrote a lot. I think my most productive writing was when I was not in a great place, funnily enough. Weirdly enough, it was way easier to write when I was in emotional turmoil. When I wasn't doing well, it was really easy to write. It really came to me, and I was very productive writing when I wasn't doing well. And it slowed down as I started getting better. Writing has always been such an outlet for me. I think that's, it's always been something that I've loved. I think there's like a sense of escapism in there. Cause I can get lost in these like worlds that I'm making, or these places and these people that aren't real, but are real. And there's almost like kind of like a godlike quality to it, where you're building, like you're creating life, like whether it's a location or a character, but you're making something that once it leaves you, it should live in a way. I don't know, that there's something about that that's really deeply appealing. But thank you for your question. Cass asks, hey Kay, I know you talked about Disney and Universal before, but what is your opinion on their water parks? Have you gone? Are they worth it? Do you have a preference? You're the best. Oh, thank you. I have been to the water parks. When I was super little, I don't think I've gone back as an adult. I sliced my knee open really badly at Typhoon Lagoon in the Typhoon water thing. I was small. Flipped me over, like slid my knee across the floor. It was really bad. It was bloody. Water parks, they're fun. I don't know. I'm not a big water park person. I'm trying to remember them. I remember Typhoon Lagoon more for the obvious reasons. But Blizzard Beach wasn't bad either. They both had lazy rivers, which were good. But I don't know. I'm not big on water parks. They're always so crowded. I'm just, yeah. I don't know. Maybe if I go back as an adult, I'll be like, yeah, these are fun. But I remember as a kid, I was like, eh, it's okay. I prefer the ocean. The ocean was way more of like a call to me than water parks. Yeah, because I wanted a roller coaster more than I wanted a slide. So I don't know. But if I had to pick one as the better park, I would say Typhoon Lagoon, because that Typhoon thing is really cool. Blizzard Beach only has their like super ridiculously tall slides, so I don't know. I think the wave pool is way cooler, because I'm all about waves over slides. Thank you for your question, Cass. Let's see. Anonymous asks, how do you think you'd approach a partner's pregnancy IRL? Basically exactly how the Sweetheart series is going. That is a pretty much, I think it's pretty accurate. I think it's pretty accurate. I just try to be supportive. It's 9 months that are going to be very hard. Harder than I probably can even imagine. So I'm just going to be as present and supportive as possible. I don't think there's any other solution than that. Like that's what you gotta, you just gotta listen, gotta be attentive and just be there for 9 months to be supportive, you know? I'd probably try to schedule as much as I can so I'm not traveling. So I'm just in one location for 9 months. That would probably be the biggest change between this and the audios, is I'll try to be here as much as I can for 9 months. But yeah, I think it'd be very similar to the Sweetheart series. I don't think it'd be any different than that. So thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, do your friends or family ever listen to your audios? God, I hope not. my friends have listened to my audios, but not on purpose. I need to check my iMessage more frequently. But yeah, sometimes I've missent audios accidentally, because I'm trying to send them to myself so I can pull them if I'm like traveling or something. So I just send them to my own iMessage. But sometimes I'm not paying attention, so I send it to the wrong person, and that's embarrassing. but my friends are pretty good about it, so they know if they get a weird audio file from me, I'm like, please don't open it, just ignore it, thank you. And that's usually how it goes, so. Thank you for your question. Hi, Kate, you mentioned your hair is insanely long now. Also, this is from Anonymous. Do you have any favorite go-to hairstyles, or have you been keen on trying, and you've been keen on trying or practicing on yourself? Or is it man bun all the way? Long hair is annoying, but there's fun sides too. I think there were fun sides when it was shorter, but now it's to the point where I don't see the fun anymore. It's basically man bun 24/7 unless I've just washed my hair and then I have it down. But those are the two modes my life lives. It's like man bun or I just washed it, so it's going to be down. Those are the two modes. Have I done anything fun? It's been straightened once. That was interesting. Probably not gonna happen again. I did not like it straight. And yeah, I don't know. I really haven't done too much with it. I don't know. It's just so much hair at this point. I was never meant to have this much hair on my head. So yeah, I'm just been man-butting it just so it's manageable and I can live with it. Thank you for your question. Erica asks, hey Kay, what's your favorite cologne and what's your favorite scent on a woman? Oh man, I wish I knew the name of the scent for a woman, but I don't remember the name. It smells like clementines. I don't know the name though. I wish I knew it. But favorite cologne, that's easier. Tom Ford, Black Orchid, I think, is what I use right now. Yeah, that's like my go-to. That's my go-to scent. I really like that smell. It smells really good. If you go to a Sephora or an Ulta, I don't know if they're in Ulta, but I know they're in Sephora for sure. If you go to Sephora, you can probably find it and smell it. It smells really good. It's like my favorite scent. Ugh. Highly recommend it. But yeah, thank you for your question, Erica. I don't remember the female scent. I'm trying to think. I mean, like Chanel Chance is like a classic, and that smells really good. But that's not what I'm thinking of. I do like Chanel Chance quite a bit, though. There's like a Versace scent too. That's really good. I wish I knew the names better. Maybe it'll come to me. Lauren asks, good morning, Kay. Hope you're having a great morning so far. My question is, what are some of your favorite self-care activities that you enjoy to fill your cup since you pour so much out in your work? Thank you for all your hard work and putting long hours into creating content. You're greatly appreciated. Well, thank you, Lauren. Self-care. I mean, getting a great meal is always great self-care. Yeah, if you eat something really good or have like a really good meal, that always makes me feel a little bit better. Video games are also a go-to. If I'm stressed out or having a hard day, video games help. And listening to music. Music's always been, if ever I'm having a hard time, music's always been something that can help. So yeah, those are my go-tos, I think, if I'm ever needed. Writing also, I think, is a big self-care thing for me. I feel like we've talked about writing so much in this stream. But writing's always been kind of like this thing I go to for self-care. It's always like this... It's just an outlet. It's just a good outlet. Thank you for your question, Lauren. I really appreciate it. The next question is from Nicole. Nicole asks, hey, Kay. I hope you're thriving in your Monday. Thank you. I think I am so far. I was curious about your selection process for thumbnail images for your audio postings on YouTube. They always make me smile, and they seem to pick the perfect image that captures the audio so well. I'm curious, do you edit these yourself, or do you find stock images that speak to you? So I am using stock images off of a couple of places. Canva is one of them, Storyblocks, and I think there's like a third one I can't think of right now. But that's for thumbnails, because it is so hard to find. Especially if you, like, I was considering doing my own photography for thumbnails, but that became basically untenable. So, very early, I decided stock photography was the way to go. But yeah, it takes me probably about 30 minutes to find a thumbnail. I really do deep dive. I try to look for something that really does invoke the spirit of whatever the audio is. I try my hardest to. Sometimes it's hard as hell to find a thumbnail. But I'm glad you like them. I'm glad they're doing what they're supposed to do, which is kind of invoke or at least set the mood or the theme for the audio. So I'm really glad you're liking them. Thank you, Nicole. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey, Knight. I love your audios, especially when you tag Slice of Life. I really wanted to know the meaning behind that tag. Does that tag mean audio is based on daily life with your girlfriend? Thank you. I love you. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's it. That's 100% what Slice of Life means. Slice of Life means like... That is probably super duper close to a real conversation I've had. I usually do slice of life for like things that are, I think the most real, or like the most, yeah, for like very real depictions of what are mundane moments, but those mundane moments do make up the foundation of a relationship. Like our life is just a collection of mundane moments punctuated by events that will be memorable. But the mundanity is and should be memorable. Because that's what life is, you know? They're just like the quiet moments every day that pass you by. But you gotta like... I don't know. Sit and look at them a little bit longer. Because they're a lot nicer than you think they are. Even if they feel like nothing, they are something. So I don't know. For me, slice of life are these quiet moments that most people in a relationship kind of just forget about, but are, I think, like the fundamental building blocks. They're your everyday interactions. They're that's what your relationship are those moments. I would argue they're more those moments than they are the big romantic gestures. I think the real heart of your relationship lies in the quiet, mundane moments where not a whole lot's happening, but there's trust and understanding and love that just exists there. And that's, I think, I don't know. At least that's what I'm trying to get at with Slice of Life. I hope that makes sense. I really appreciate your question. But yeah, that's what Slice of Life means. I think this is, let's see, Puzzy Peached asked, hey Knight, do you ever still play Animal Crossing? I haven't touched my Switch in, I don't know, maybe 4 months at this point. Would you ever play with us? On stream, possibly. I love your game videos and I miss your Animal Crossing stuff. I might... I was debating very heavily starting an Animal Crossing from scratch save for the gaming channel, but I'm not certain. It feels like people are so over Animal Crossing now. But maybe I'd consider doing it, because I did start Animal Crossing on the game on stream, so maybe I'll pick it up on the gaming channel. It's something to consider. I don't know yet. I have a lot of stuff on my plate, but it is something to consider. I might be interested in coming back to it. Maybe it's more likely to show up on stream, if anything. Probably a Sunday stream, if I have to really guess. Yeah, it's gonna be a Sunday stream if it ever does come back, at least in the near future. Thank you for your question. And I think this will be the last question for today. Rin asks, hey Kay, happy Monday. I've been asking this question around and gathering input, so it's my time to ask you. How do you tell if a guy is genuinely nice or if he has feelings for you? Thank you for your perspective, and I hope you have a nice day. That is a hard question. So if he's genuinely nice and you think he likes you, I would give him back the same energy he's putting, like, giving you, basically. Like, mirror his energy and see where that goes. Because if he likes you, he should ask you out at some point. Yeah, that would be my advice. Just mirror energy back to him. But also, like, it's a vibe, too. Because I think there's a difference between being genuinely nice and being into you. Like, you could be genuinely nice, but I think a guy, when he's into you, he's going to try to, like, close proximity, be close to you. He'll... like, try to find out your interests. He'll try to find, like, he'll try to make time for you. You know, like, go out of his way to do so. You know? Yeah. My advice is, it's a vibe. I think it's a vibe. And as you get older, you get better at catching that vibe. But my thing is, it's a vibe. And it's a vibe that you'll only get better at catching as you get older. Because it's like a skill. It's like an instinct that you pick up, you know? Yeah, it's like a gut thing. At least that's my take on it. Cause I know when I was younger, I don't think unless I asked you out, I don't think you know I'd had a crush on you. Cause I wasn't like super vocal about it. I wouldn't be like, yeah, I'm into you. Like I would only do that if I'm asking you out. But other than that, I don't know if you know I'd had a crush on you. So it'd be a little bit tricky. As I got older, I got better at like making that clear. But when I was younger, I wasn't super clear about it, so. It is tricky. Dating is hard. Dating is a hard thing. I'm really curious to see what all the other people said. I'm so interested what your findings of your research yield, so. Anyway. if you have a question and you'd like to ask it, as always, you can find a link in the doobly-doo down below. You can ask whatever you like. If you have a request, though, I recommend looking for the request line. If you ask me for a request here, I probably will not get to it. And yeah, as always, I hope you guys have a great Monday, and I will talk to you later. Bye now.